This story is about Jonah, who was running away from God. Jonah was running away because God asked Jonah to deliver a message to some people that Jonah didn't like. So he didn't want to take the message, so he decided to run away instead. So he ran and ran and ran till he got to the edge of the land, and he had no place else to run. So he got on a ship, and the ship sailed away from the shore and out into the ocean. And Jonah was so tired from all his running, he decided to go below deck and find a place where he could lay down and fall asleep. And because it was a very gentle boat ride, he slept and he slept and he slept until the boat was way out in the ocean and a huge storm came up. The wind blew and the waves got huge and the boat tossed back and forth and the sailors started to get really scared. They thought their ship was going to either tip over or start breaking apart and maybe they would drown. And so they thought, we better start throwing things over the side of our boat. Maybe if it's not so heavy, it's not in such danger of sinking. Well, the captain went down below the deck to see what he should throw overboard, and there he found Jonah asleep among the cargo. So he brought Jonah up to the deck, and Jonah looked around and saw the huge waves and the fierce wind and the big storm, and he said, "It's all my fault. You better just throw me right over the side of the boat if you want to be saved." Well, the sailors didn't want to throw anybody into that raging storm and those terrible waves. So they rowed as hard as they could. They rowed and they rowed trying to get back to shore, but they could not make any progress at all. So they said a prayer. "Lord, have mercy," they said. And they grabbed Jonah by the hands and by the feet, and they swung him out and threw him right over the edge of the boat. And as soon as Jonah hit the water, the waves became calm, the wind stopped blowing, the storm went away. And the sailors all gave thanks that they were still alive. Meanwhile, Jonah had disappeared under the surface of the water, but God sent a really big fish to swallow Jonah up so he wouldn't drown. And Jonah stayed inside that fish for 3 days and three nights until he decided to get over his stubbornness. And after 3 days and three nights inside that fish, Jonah said, "Thank you, God. Thank you for saving me." And so God told the fish to swim back to shore, and the fish swam and spit Jonah right up out onto the beach. And there he was, right back where he started. And God said, "Jonah, I'd like you to take a message to the people in Nineveh." And this time, Jonah didn't argue, and he didn't try to run away. He decided to do what God asked him to do. So let's join hands now, and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, our lives belong to you. Our lives are in your hands. And so help us to trust your direction and trust your purpose for our lives. Amen.